is not a liberal America.
Please, vote for John McCain.
Really think before you vote.
And vote McCain-Palin.
Barack Obama.
As the two-year-long presidential campaign process approaches its Tuesday climax, the outcome will probably depend less on the blizzard of TV ads or on the robocalls jangling people's telephones than on the door-to-door canvassing by familiar locals like Joanne, a supporter of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. Her volunteer mission here in Center County is to win over as many undecided voters, about 12% of Pennsylvania's electorate, before the polls open on Election Day.
I am a neighbor-to-neighbor volunteer, which means that I go around to my neighbors in my community and help to make them aware of the issues and, most importantly, help them to know how important it is to get out and vote. I went to over 100 households, spoke to people, and it's exciting.
Man, well, we'd love to have you guys as supporters.
With over 43,000 registered students in its University Park campus alone, Penn State University is one of the largest communities in central Pennsylvania. And information tables, like this one set up in the Student Center, have played an important role in youth voter registration drives for both presidential candidates. Sophomore Zachary Zabel is president of Penn State Students for Obama. He says all that hard work has been paying off for his candidate.
Well, what we've done over the last few months is we built a large grassroots network of students through meetings, Facebook, just our tabling in general, signing up volunteers. Our first main thing was voter registration. Now we're getting into get out the vote. We have maybe about, I would say, 300, 400 students that come in every week, make phone calls, go canvassing.
For now, polls indicate that Obama leads McCain in State College, Pennsylvania. But Zabel says that making sure that the students who registered actually vote can make all the difference in Center County, and perhaps even the state and the nation.
I tell all the students, like, it won't be worth it unless we get them all to vote. So we're trying to recruit as many volunteers as we can. We're going to be dragging kids to the polls on Election Day. Make it fun. And just, you know, tell them that this is probably the most important election you'll ever be involved in your lives.
Have to give them a new ballot.
Every election is important to Joyce McKinley, who has been Center County's Director of Elections for nearly 20 years, training the poll clerks and inspectors who will be overseeing the county's polling stations and their new optical scan voting machines is only one of her jobs. McKinley has also been responsible for ensuring that all ballots are properly prepared, that all absentee ballots are accounted for, and scores of other tasks. And that's all before Election Day.
The average citizen has no concept of what is involved in the preparation for the election. Then we receive the tabulation or the count for every precinct back on election night. We tabulate it and we disperse the results to the media via the internet. Pretty complicated. Do we anticipate lines? Yes. It will be a high voter turnout, but my goal is to have a successful election.
Just getting to the polls is often a challenge for the elderly and the disabled. But with the record large voter turnout expected this year, the hurdles facing these individuals are both higher and more numerous, according to Joel Solkoff. He's a wheelchair-bound disability rights activist from State College.
One is because some of the boards of elections are not wheelchair accessible. Some of the reasons have to do with the weather. It could be as cold as minus 10 degrees Celsius. The software that is being used in the ballot places is brand new, and everyone knows that brand new software can break down. So I have been focusing on absentee ballots and something called an alternative ballot to try to get the voters to cast their ballots outside the polling place, but in such a way that their votes are counted.
It's just one of many efforts taking place to ensure that America's complicated election process works as it should. In Center County, Pennsylvania, I'm Adam Phillips reporting.